So this is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Facilities Committee on July 22nd, 2020. My name is Allison Leary. I'm at large from Ward 1 and chair of the committee. Let me introduce the members of the committee that are here today. I see Councillor Deb Crossley at large from Ward 5, Councillor Mark Laredo at large from Ward 7, Councillor David Kalis at large from Ward 8. I see Councillor Andrea Kelly at large from Ward 3. I see Councillor Vicki Danberg at large from Ward 6. And that is everybody that I see that's on the committee. And I'd like to welcome John Daglian from engineering and see who, Lou Taverna, our engineer, our city engineer. So let me read the first item into the agenda. This is item 305-20, Jeet Shahani, a 21 Verndale Road, Newton, petition in Verndale Road from the property at number 21 Verndale Road in a northeasterly direction of a distance of about 170 feet, plus or minus. The petitioner is to pay the entire cost. And this is also a public hearing. I will hear from any members of the public after our discussion. So Lou, are you presenting this item?
Yeah, John and I will present it. I'll kick it off. John can provide the details. This is a request by the resident for a main drain extension on Verndale Road. It's about 170 feet of proposed new main drain extension. The issue is his property sits on bedrock ledge, and there's very little infiltration for him to do a stormwater infiltration system. So he needs an overflow connection to the city's drain, but there is no drain on Verndale Ave in abutting his property. So he is proposing to install about 170 feet of main drain. He's proposing to pay for the main drain in 400% of the main drain, but the city council has to accept the main drain extension as a main drain. John, if you want to fill in some details, that was the highlight, John. Details, go ahead.
Sure. The design engineer.
Is there someone who could mute themselves? Like, there's a background discussion somewhere. Okay, thank you.
If you would allow me to share the screen, I could pull up the graphic.
Yes, please do.
Can everyone see that photograph?
Yes.
So essentially the design engineer, Rav Engineering, has designed a system to our standards that he proposes to install a 12-inch reinforced concrete pipe to accept the stormwater flow up where that pickup truck is and extend that pink line to a manhole right at the middle of the screen and then additional manhole in the easement that runs towards the west. The only problem that I had with the design was that because reinforced concrete pipe is a heavy wall thickness, so even though it's a 12-inch interior diameter, overall it's over 15 inches. And my concern was there's some city trees there. I'm recommending that they use 12-inch ductile iron pipe instead because it has a thinner wall thickness, so the overall dimension would be 13 inches. It's not much, but it helps. So when you're excavating for the trench is a little bit narrower. And also when they're excavating, I'm going to request that our tree warden is present so that in case they encounter any roots, he can make an evaluation if the trees will be impacted by any of the excavation. And as you can see, the water line is pretty close to the proposed alignment. The sewer is in the middle of the street and the gas is on the opposite side of the street. And then finally, we had asked that.
So John, you're proposing two conditions, John?
Right, that they substitute the reinforced concrete pipe with ductile iron pipe, and that they also stake out the property line so that there's no encroachment. As you see this last leg of the pipe where it's this proposed drain, you would think that's on private property, but it's actually not because the city right away extends another 4 or 5 feet into the lawn area. But I want to make sure that's correct. So I want to have his surveyor mark it out and so that everyone's safe and there's no encroachment on anyone's property.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you, John. I want to say that we have been joined by Councillor Emily Norton, Ward Councillor from Ward 2 and Vice Chair of the committee. I see there's some questions from the committee. So is that the end of your presentation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Councillor Crossley.
Thank you. So it doesn't say what ward this is, but that's sort of the edge of Ward 2 and Ward 6, and I believe Ward 5 and Ward 6, and I believe it's still, I believe that is the in Ward 5. Not it's that that matters. Eight. I'm sorry?
It's Ward 8.
It is a Ward 8. Okay, yeah. So it's where they all intersect.
Right.
Okay, so fine. I'm still going to ask my question. So it's not crystal clear to me, and partly because the drawings are sideways and I couldn't blow them up on this tiny laptop. Is this a new, I know Verndale Road well, I know people on Verndale Road, but I don't know this particular site. Is this a reconstruction or a new construction? Which is why they're asking for a new drain main?
Yes, it's new construction.
On a vacant site?
Correct.
Okay. I appreciate that you noticed the street trees and have a solution for a smaller pipe diameter, and I recommend we adopt these two conditions in the council order. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Crossley. Councillor Kalis.
Thank you, Chair Leary. I have two questions. One is on the encroachment onto that person's lawn, or actually just seemingly onto that person's lawn. Will you be notifying them, and is it by letter, or is it how do you do that? I just want to make sure that they're notified and that they're, when it starts happening, they're aware.
When the contractor gets on site, one of the first things they're going to have to do is lay out the sideline of the right-of-way. So if you look at where this, can you see the screen where
yep.
my mouse is? That edge, that back edge of that driveway is the city line. So if you were to extend that line down to here, this manhole, approximately another foot into the screen would towards the left would be the right of way. So there is no real encroachment, but I want to just make sure that it's properly laid out with the dimensions and on the ground survey.
Right. I just can imagine that homeowner where that prop drain is indicated in the pink is going to look at that all of a sudden and you know kind of freak out and say what's happening, like, so how are they going to be notified in advance that this is happening and that it is and just reconfirm to them that this is actually city property?
So what we could do when the contractor is selected by the applicant, part of the condition would be that they survey it and stake it out, and then prior to any excavation we'll meet with the homeowner and explain to them that the right-of-way does extend to that point.
I think that would be great. Okay. The second question is, so there is a lot of ledge that you talked about, and there's going to be a lot of noise, I assume. If you could you confirm that?
There is ledge on the site itself, on the, where the building is. Fortunately, there is a water main that's been installed in the sewer, so excavation shouldn't be that difficult, although it's not 100% guaranteed. They may have to hammer it. By no means there will be any blasting. So we think that when they probably put the water main in, if they have to hammer it, the rock is fractured enough that they could excavate it. If not, they will have to probably do some localized hammering.
Okay. When is this gonna start? Do we know?
Well, I believe if the council approves it, there's a 10-day appeal period after
20 days.
20 days. Thank you.
Okay. I just want to be sensitive. If there's going to be a lot of noise, I know that you've already notified the entire street, but with people working from home now, yeah. It's more of an issue where I don't know everybody in that street and what they do and if noise is actually a factor to what they can do in their working. So it's just something that I want to bring up. We'll probably hear from the public and see if that's an issue or not. Because if so, I might want to put in conditions as to when the loudest noises can take place, if that's even possible. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Kalis. I don't see any other committee members with their hands up. So I'm going to open the public hearing. Is there any member of the public that would like to speak on this item? Please raise your blue hand or wave frantically. I'm not seeing Hi. Anybody.
Mr. Wade.
Sorry. Hello? Hello?
Okay. Yes. Could you just state your name and your address, please?
Sure. I'm Clarence Wayne. We live at 15 Burndale Road. That's the lot immediately to the north of 21 Burndale Road. Just to kind of follow up on Councilman Kalis's remarks, both my wife and I do teach and work from home under the present circumstances. So noise is a concern. Also, I just wanted to check. Someone said that there wouldn't be blasting. That's for this drain, right? Will there also not be blasting for the entire project? Is the plan to do the whole project without blasting, or?
As far as the main drain extension, if mm-hmm. I may address that.
Yes, go ahead, please.
As far as the main drain, we don't anticipate that any blasting. We wouldn't even allow it in the street, to be honest with you. It would have to be hammered with a backhoe. It'd have to use a jackhammer attachment to the machine that excavates it. So you'll hear it, da-da-da-da-da-da-da noise. As far as the site, I do not know the extent of the ledge on the site, so I couldn't respond to that in 100% accuracy.
Could I ask, has a building permit been issued? Or?
I believe it has been, yes.
For the property now, next to
us. Oh, okay. I checked yesterday and it wasn't on the city site.
So can I also just say something? I also live 15 Burndale Road, whose son the man is my name. And this extension, is this sort of done because the property next to us is now being sold and buildable? Is this why this drain extension is being put in?
No, the reason that they're putting the drain main is because we have a policy that requires any new construction to collect the stormwater runoff from the roof and the driveway and infiltrate that on the property so that there's no surface water being directed to any neighbor or the street. But because there's ledge on that property, they're only able to get a small dry well in the front portion of the yard. And because there's not enough capacity there, they've requested the main drain extension. So that excess water that is not infiltrated in that dry well will go into the city system.
But I don't understand, what is the new construction? I thought there is no building permit allowed now at this point.
As far as building permits, I believe they are being allowed. It was approved on May 31st by the engineering department, and then it was sent up to inspectional services for their final review.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, is there any other member of the public that would like to speak?
Yes, hi. I live at right across the street from the new construction site. My name is Jason. I live at 26 Burndale.
Okay, Jason. Go ahead.
So I dialed a little late. So how is this going to impact us in general? Putting in a new drain, like what effect would it have on someone like, you know, me and Clarence who literally live right next door to the construction site?
So Lou or John, could you explain that more, like maybe in ways like how is it different from like paving a street or digging, you know, it seems to me it's digging a trench essentially. But because of the type of rock in that area, that this is going to be a much more difficult. Will it be louder? How disruptive would it be compared to like other usual things that we do on our streets?
Without knowing 100% accuracy, how much ledge is there, if any, in the street? Because both the water and sewer and gas have been put in, so I'm assuming that there is very little ledge in the street itself. Possibly the best way to verify it would be to do some test pits where those manholes are proposed That would give a ballpark idea if there is there any ledge in that area. And if there is, they would have to use a jackhammer attachment to the backhoe so that you would hear like a riveting noise during the day when they're excavating and breaking up the rock.
We need someone to mute.
Mr. Hewitt, if you're not speaking, yes, thank you.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, John, go ahead. You were talking about potentially digging test pits to see what the actual rock is like underneath there.
Yes, they could do a couple of test pits where those proposed manholes are located. It'll give a better sense of what the soil material is underneath the asphalt. And they should have a better understanding whether or not they need to hammer out any material. And again, they're just two points. You don't know what happens between those two points. But because the water main has been installed, that's down 5 feet. So more than likely, there was no ledge in that area. But I can't give 100% definitive answer. I was not around when that water main was installed back in, I think, the 50s or 60s.
Okay.
And how long would this whole process take? I mean, most of the people in our neighborhood are working from home now. So the constant hack jammering and all that noise, I just want to get an estimate, like when will this happen and how long is this process going to last?
Typically, a good contractor can lay about 200 feet of drain pipe a day, and that's based on reinforced concrete pipe, which are shorter lengths of pipe. Because ductile iron pipe, what we're recommending is 13 feet long. He could put in more pipe in during the day. So assuming that there's no ledge or any hammering that has to be done, I could see him getting this done within 10 days, if weather permitting, and there's no other obstructions or any disruptions.
10 days is a long time.
And again, that's my estimate based on a typical contractor's productivity.
John,
what hours does this thing gonna usually take place? Like how early and until what time?
City ordinance requires 7 a.m. start and 5 o'clock in the afternoon stop time. And then if there's any weekend work, it would be from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
No, normally this type of contractor would wrap it up by 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the afternoon.
If I may?
Yes, please go ahead. Could you state your name and address, please?
Yes, my name is Paul Christensen. I live at 27 Verndale Road, which is the house directly south of 21.
Okay.
On the same side of the street. My questions and concerns are similar, and Mr. Callis, David, actually spoke to some of them. First, in terms of putting in the drain, that is going to go directly across our driveway. So for us, you know, if it's only going to take a day, that's not going to be much of an issue. If it's going to take longer than that, it will be, because we might well need to get out of our house and go someplace. So the timing is an issue that, I mean, I would like to have clarity on. The second issue, to go back to what Clarence Wayne said, my wife and I are both university professors, and we will be teaching from home this fall semester. Because my wife is primary caretaker for her elderly mother. And so if she's going to be off campus, I need to be off campus. And that means that, you know, I'm going to have to be lecturing from home. And that's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 and 2 for the entire time between the end of August and Christmas. So, and my wife is going to be teaching Tuesday and Thursday from, I think it's 10:30 to 1. So depending upon, again, the jackhammering, how much ledge is being taken out, this is going to make it extremely challenging for us to do our jobs. So I think it's important from our perspective to have some both on a day-to-day basis and
Your first question was related to the driveway crossing. If the contractor has everything in order, there are no unforeseen utilities in the way, he should be able to make that crossing within a day. If not, he could have steel plate available so he could place that down, ramp it up with asphalt. And then, of course, obviously, whatever damage he does to your driveway, he's going to have to restore that in kind to make that whole. As far as ledge and jackhammering, I don't have a crystal ball to give you 100% accuracy. I can't say for sure that he's going to encounter or he's not going to encounter it. It all just depends on what the materials are. And we can't dictate means and methods to the contractor. It's not a city contract, but he'll have to abide by our standards, obviously. And, you know, we'll make sure that he puts everything into our standards and construction methods.
All right. I have a question.
Yes, could you state your name and address, please?
Yes, Thomas Friedman. I'm at 50 Verndale Road, which is, I think, six houses down on the left, maybe four. my concern relates to the deterioration of our street. It's one of the streets that is not even on the city's repair list at this point. And I understand that there are paving requirements whenever a street is opened up. And I would like to request that the contractor slash developer do curb to curb paving of the street in the 170-foot area. I fear that, like many other openings of streets in Newton, that a substandard process is in place to cover these holes. And so I would think that if the foundation of the street and the topping of the street could be included in any permit that you issued, the neighbors would be very happy, in addition to all the other issues that have arisen. And then a second issue is, I'm wondering if the city engineer has looked at the hydrostatic issues that the ledge has created in the neighborhood over the years. Whenever we have a 50-year storm, we have a flooding at the bottom of the street and in many backyards. And we've had problems with hardscaping over the last 10 to 20 years in our neighborhood. And I think it would be incumbent upon the city to do a study of the hydrostatic activity that would occur along the entire continuum of the street, not only the area where the pipe's going to be placed. As we know, there's going to be a lot of jackhammering at the top of the rock. So I think that's something the city should take into account. There's a reason why this parcel has never been developed, and it really relates to the nature of the ledge.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Friedman. Lou or John, can you respond to Mr. Friedman's questions and concerns?
In regards to the paving, if this was a street that was a moratorium street, meaning that the city had paved within the last 5 years, by all certain means, he would have to be required to mill and overlay curb line to curb line. Because this street has not been touched, as you can see from that photograph, I don't have the authority to make him pave curb line to curb line. That's something that city council, I believe, might be able to enforce. But our requirement would be to restore the trench, and the trench would actually be better than some of the condition of the roadway. And in regards to the other part of your question.
Yeah, John, I would concur with that. Usually in this case, the trench, the final product, the trench, you know, paving is going to be better than the rest of the roadway, but we have no authority to require the builder to pave curb to curb. We just don't do that. We can't do that in this case. This is a by right construction, as you know. So we don't have the ability to do that.
And as a follow-up to your drainage question for the overall street, we will relay that to the utilities division to have them pull their records and find out what flooding is in the area and investigate if there's any blockage of the pipe or anything that needs to be addressed.
Okay. Yeah, as we've stated many times in Public Facilities Committee, these, you know, the city's existing storm drain system was installed 100 years ago, was never designed for, you know, for the 100-year flood. I could see, you know, we can see problems happening, not just here, but in many cases all over the city when we get these, you know, when we get these flash flood events, you know, these intense rainstorms. So this is just typical of the city problems.
Here. Get worse, for sure.
As development continues, which it will, those will get worse, yes.
And the tendency... resident.
That's based on that stuff that goes along with it. Yes, ma'am.
So it seems like there are a couple of questions that have to be answered before moving forward on this. And I'm going to defer to Councillor Kalis on this because it is his ward. But you know, I'd like to see those test pits, and I'd like to, due to the circumstances of so many people working at home and how disruptive this sounds like it could be for 10 days or even longer, depending on the conditions. I wouldn't really feel comfortable proving this until I have more information on the disruptions, the noise, and the length of time, and what kind of rock is that we're dealing with.
Well, the problem is the homeowner won't move forward until this is approved. You know, so with this construction, so it's kind of a catch 22 here, where you know he's waiting for approval so he can move forward with this. I'm not sure if he's willing to move forward with his, you know, with his test pits and his construction contractor without the approval of this main drain extension. It's a little bit you know, cart before the horse type issue.
Let me take a question. Councillor Kalis, do you have your hand up there? Is that, or was
I
it?
Do.
Okay, please go ahead.
So will this not move forward until the full council votes on it?
That's our understanding, yes. Yes.
Okay. So that helps me, because either way, this work is going to actually probably be in September. Is that correct? Because
that's the most likely time frame. Yeah, it's not going to happen in August, right?
Right.
Because there's the 20-day appeal period and all that stuff. Yes, correct.
Right. So given that, I mean, there's two aspects to this, and I want to make sure that the neighbors, the community understands that there's the building of the house, which is where there's definitely going to be blasting because of the ledge, which is going to be the loudest, and that goes through the land use process. And then there's this line that we're doing here, which is totally separate, kind of pre-work that has to be done, which it might be, we don't know if it's going to be loud or not. I guess what I'd suggest is that we, you know, it sounds like there's a catch 22 where we either have to move, where we have to move forward so we can get the test kits and understand what the, if there is going to be any blasting that has to take place. So I'd like to move it forward. But I would like to put in a condition of maybe if there is found that for this water main that there's going to be blasting, that there is a meeting with the people that are doing that blasting and the community, just to see if there's something we can work out in terms of hours of blasting versus not.
Just for clarification,
yes.
I believe the building construction is by right. It's not a special permit. Is that correct, John? It's by right, so land use wouldn't see it. And we don't anticipate, nor would we allow, blasting within the public way. So we're not going to do any blasting for this installation of drain pipe. It'll be rock chipping. I don't anticipate blasting within the public way. I don't know what the building permit is. I don't know how deep his foundation would be. Maybe they can avoid blasting or chipping rock altogether on site, but that's a by right development.
That helps, Mr. Taverna. So even for the chipping, I mean, once we understand what the work is going to be, and if we anticipate that it's going to be very loud, even for that 10 days, can I request a meeting with the chippers or whoever's doing the those that are installing this and the community if we realize it's going to be very loud.
Yeah, what I might suggest is we have we can do this again as a informational meeting, not as a public facilities committee meeting, and okay. Just set up a Zoom call with everybody who's all the concerned neighbors. We can certainly do that. We just did that on another project, another part of town with an Eversource conduit going in. So we can certainly do that as an informational type Zoom meeting once we find out a little bit more information of what the contract is dealing with regarding the installation of the pipe. We can easily Zoom is very convenient now, so we can easily, do another Zoom meeting.
Okay.
Should we need to.
That's terrific. I appreciate that. Thank you. And let's make sure that we do that if we could.
Yes.
Sure.
Councillor Danberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a practical question regarding the street. Once the pipe has been laid, I know that there is some settling that happens over the period of the next year. What is the time frame after which the street needs to be re-examined so that you make sure that there isn't an indentation in the street? I guess that would be a question for Mr. Daglian.
So the contractor will have to maintain that trench that he puts in for at least 1 year.
Minimum. Okay. All right. And so a year later, we can be assured that the settling that has happened is going to be re-examined, and if they need to regrade the street, add more asphalt, they'll do that.
They'd have to come back and address the settling, yes.
Okay, thank you.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, thank you, Councilor Danberg. Councilor Laredo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just briefly, I'm going to suggest that if we vote to approve this evening, it be voted approval subject to second call. And I think the meeting that Mr. Taverna described should take place before the full council meeting in August, so that Councillor Kalis, I presume, is Ward 8 representative, you or someone else in your ward will attend with the neighbors and can have some comfort and assurance as to what actually is going to be done in terms of the rock chipping. And then if need be, put something in the board order that either limits hours of operation or other requirements to alleviate any hardship for the neighbors, which I think is a very valid and fair concern here. So that'd be my suggestion as to how we deal with it. Accomplishes, especially if it's a by right couple months, but we certainly need to address the concerns that have been raised. I think that's an appropriate way to do it. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Councilor Laredo. I completely agree with your summary there. I think that's, we need to be cognizant of the impact on the neighbors here. So I would like to...
Could I just comment on that?
Yes.
It is a little bit of a timing issue. That means that the homeowner needs to hire a contractor who needs to excavate the test pits, so we can have the community meeting on Zoom all before your council meeting to approve it. It's a timing issue, and I think the homeowner's on the Zoom call, but I don't know what his schedule is for hiring contractors to perform this work.
Okay. So, Councillor Kalis, I'm wondering if maybe this is one of those things where you could work with the neighbors to figure out a meeting that you could have to discuss some of these issues, and perhaps meet with the homeowner's contractor, because there's still a bunch of questions that are up in the air.
Yeah, I think that sounds reasonable. I do think we should approve it subject to second call. I liked how Councilor Laredo summarized it, and I think I don't know who the owner is, but I would just encourage them to get a contractor as quickly as possible, so we could discuss this with the rest of the neighborhood.
And on our end, we'll do the same thing on our end. We'll encourage the homeowner to move forward with his contract, to get the contract on board, do a couple of test bits and see what we're dealing with. Okay.
Yeah.
So then I'm suggesting that we move approval with the conditions, including the condition that it's subject to second call. Councillor Crossley's two conditions also. And then we can, if needed, we can, if this can comes up again at the city council meeting, we'll have at least more information. Councilor Rado, is your hands up again, or is that, did you have another question?
I'm neglectful. I forgot to take it down. Thank you. Sorry about that.
So is there a motion to move approval subject to those conditions we discussed?
Point of order. I believe you have to close the public hearing.
I do have to close the public hearing. Okay. I'm going to make a motion to close the public hearing. All in favor?
You can just close the public hearing, but okay. Yes. Aye.
I'm going to close the public hearing now. Thank you. Oh, I forget you have to close the public hearing before you can do anything else. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Okay. All in favor, please.
Subject to second call.
Yes.
Subject to second call.
And as amended.
And as amended, yes. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any abstentions? Any nays? Okay. That is approved. Subject to second call. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have two more items to discuss. We have a reappointment. This is 293-20. Her Honor the Mayor reappointing Jonathan Cantor at 672 Chestnut Street, Wauman, as a member of the Citizen Commission on Energy for a term to expire June 15th, 2023. So any discussion?
I'll move the item.
Okay.
I move approval.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Crossley. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. That's unanimous. Thank you. We have one more item. And this is, the intent here is to entertain a motion of no action necessary for the following item. This is Councillors Crossley, Kelly, Leary, Norton, Albright, Greenberg, Auchincloss, Markowitz, Noel, Danberg, Kalis, Downs, and Humphrey, requesting a discussion with the sustainability team to create an ordinance to limit or prohibit the installation of fossil fuel infrastructure in new construction and substantially renovated buildings, as well as to clarify the council's authority to prohibit the extension of gas. And essentially, we're NANing this because we're docketing it under with new language. So do we have any, Councillor Crossley?
Just to clarify, at very end of your packet, the new language is there.
Oh, okay.
Everyone who signed on to the original item plus one signed on to the new item, but the idea is to make it a more positive statement and limit it to electrification of buildings. So that item has already been accepted onto the docket.
Okay.
So removing this item makes
Great.
Sense.
Okay. I don't see any further hands up. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any abstentions? Any nays? Okay. That's unanimous. Okay. Thank you. That's all on our docket this evening. I'm glad we were able to have a short meeting this evening.
No, well, can't we talk?
only if you're providing the cocktails.
I love
you. You can always go to another committee meeting if you want.
That's true.
Yes. Public safety might have an interesting discussion about streets. So thank you all for participating tonight, and we'll see you at our next event.
All right.
Thank you, Chair Larry.
Thank you all.
Good night, everyone.